Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you to the delegation. It's a pleasure to see you. It's almost a decade since you were reviewed by this committee in 2015. And from the document, as was mentioned by my colleague, there are significant developments and progresses that are recorded. I just want to make a brief observation that because the initial report, the one that was submitted that we received in October 2020, covered the previous four or so years, and then your update now in your response to the list of issues which was received this year, it makes a lot of things clear. It helps to clarify the current situation on the ground. And of course, Head of Delegation, I also want to thank you. The input that you gave us now also adds a bit more clarity on the issues. Now, I'm just going to focus on the first part. Let me start with a quick question. One of the points that you highlight in your report was that there is a new stage of constitutional reforms that is actually attesting to the country's commitment to democratic values and the amendments that were made to the parliament and so forth. What does this actually mean for children? We want to understand, what does it mean for children in Turkmenistan? What does it mean to the laws that apply to children in Turkmenistan? And generally to the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. For instance, does it mean more representation for children's issues? Does it mean more access to children's issues to issues that are being debated in parliament? While I'm on the issue of legislation, I hope you would agree with me that there has been a lot of activities in the space of law reform in your country. In fact, we heard few more additional details from His Excellency's statement now. Now, let me ask one question there. Does the state see the added value of undertaking a comprehensive study to see the extent to which all these laws actually interact with each other, and in fact, equally importantly, how all these laws interact with the Convention on the Rights of the Child? So do you see an added value in that regard? And if so, do you plan to do one? That's something that we're quite keen to hear from you. Now, a couple of specific questions on legislation. Article 32 of the law on the state of guarantees of the rights of the child provides for the duties of the child. Can you explain to us how these duties that are provided for in that provision, in Article 32, actually comply with the Convention? How do you actually make sure that when you implement them, they're not abused, for instance, for children with disabilities? Or other groups of children. So what are the safeguards that you've actually put in place to make sure that this provision does not lead to violations of children's rights as contained in your domestic law, but also in the Convention on the Rights of the Child? One other additional point that I just want to flag is that even though the children's law was adopted in 2014, one concern that has been raised, which you're aware of, is that regulations and decrees for its implementation have not come forward. So what was the manner in which the absence of such implementation regulations, how has that actually affected the full implementation of the Convention? Were there some stopgap or temporary measures that you were able to put in place to make sure that the absence of those subsidiary legislations does not undermine the implementation of that very good law that you have in place? Let me proceed a bit more further. As you have seen from the list of issues that we sent you, we raised questions pertaining to legislation, the National Plan of Action, budget data, the ombudsperson, which you also already reflected on, but also awareness raising related issues. Now, on that note, the budget issue is obviously a very important one. You've provided us some details in your response to the list of issues in paragraph 5. I just have a very brief question there. How does that budget increase that you have reflected in paragraph 5 actually bode with population growth? Particularly the child population grows in the country? How does it actually fit the needs of children in terms of social services and so forth? Because you give an indication that you've increased the budget, but how does that reflect in reality would be something that we're quite keen to hear from you. Data collection is also another topic. Disaggregated data is obviously a critical issue. You've provided a bit more detail about the Statistical Commission, Your Excellency, also in your input. Just a general question here. What do we expect? What can we expect in moving forward about disaggregated data on the basis of sex, on the basis of age, on the basis of geographical location, to help you to plan programs, projects in a more factual basis. So it's a question acknowledging the progress that you've made, but what can we actually expect in moving forward as far as progress is concerned? Let me raise two additional points, and then I will stop here for now. One is there a discussion to create a separate child protection department under local authorities? Do you see any added value in that? Because of the important role that local authorities actually play. For example, is there any plan to actually make any change to the Commission on Minors and the Guardianship and Trusteeship Authorities to provide a bit more clarity in terms of the roles, in terms of children's rights? The last point that I just want to flag here is something Your Excellency touched on. You mentioned about the Ombudsperson person and how you created two separate ones, one focusing on the private sector. Your report is predominantly silent on the interaction between children's rights and the business sector. So we're happy to hear from you what the situation on the ground about children's rights in the business sector is, and the business sector in a much broader sense, not just only those, you know, for example, in relation to child labor and so forth, but in a much broader sense. Thank you, Chair. I hand over to my colleague.